Have you heard of elevator counting or body count?
Have I had a what?
Elevator counting.
Have I had an elevator counting?
Do you elevator count when you do your body count?
Do I elevator count when I do my body count? Sorry about the jokes about autism earlier. I didn't know you'd be here. What is an elevator count when you do your body count? Do you elevator count when you do your body count? It's fun to say, isn't it? I'll find out what it means so we can all use it more. No, no, no. No, no, no. Whoa, 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 whoa. You're going to fall off the fucking stage. Great job, security. Nailed it. Yeah. These keen-eyed sharp shooters. They're not just standing there like fucking spare parts. What's the fucking point of you two? Jesus wept. Yes, man, she's going down on the stage now. I imagine maybe there'll be some kind of a shot. Yeah, be fun to watch. She's very good. Any other questions? What else we got? I don't know what the fuck. Oh, no, we were going to find out what that fucking meant. What? Do I body count when I do your body count? What does it mean?
In an elevator, you can have 6 people or 500 kilos.
You can have 5 people or 600 kilos.
Yeah.
Are you saying, would I rather sleep with 5 people or one person that weighs the same as 5 people? Well, I've never met your mum, but yeah, I'll fuck her. Do you mind me asking, sir? Do you elevate the count when you do your body count? I can't stop saying it now. I feel like it goes with a robotic dance. Do you elevate the count when you do your body count? Fucking hell, we're in the wilds of Norway now, aren't we? Have you tasted Norwegian brown cheese? Brunost. And can you say hi to my husband, Henrik Rognmo? That's next door to Ragnarok, is it? Where's Henrik? Where are you, Henrik?
Here.
Hi. Wait, is this the missus? Now, I haven't tasted Norwegian brown cheese, but I presume, madam, you want me to give you a rim job. Is that...
Could you say I'm done with the funny?
You're who? At the end of the show, could I say?
I am Donnie with the funny.
I'm Danny with a fanny? Donnie. You're Donnie. Hi, Donnie, how are you?
I am Donnie with the funny.
I am Donnie with a funny.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm done with the funny. Can I say when I'm done with the funny? Yeah. With the funny or with a fanny? When I've done all of the jokes, can I say, I'm done with the funny? It's a strange request. Can I ask more? You seem... Elevator count when you see the body count. You've got some competition down here. Interesting. What does it mean?
It's from a game.
It's from a game? Okay, what's the game?
Stanley Parable.
I've no idea. I understand all the words you're saying, and it's... entirely fucking meaningless to me. You look like an awful lot of fun. What's going on here? What's your name?
Morgana.
Morgana. Okay, Morgana. Trans? Is there some trans action going on? Excellent. Very good to have you here. What's me?
I'm not gonna call you a cunt.
You're not gonna call me a cunt? No. Okay. Well, you have a fucking sense of humor. It's only the ones online that seem to not have a sense of humor. When you meet trans people in the real world, they're fucking lovely. It's true though, isn't it? In my experience. Hang on a second. Sorry, I'm just gonna have to put you on hold for 1 second there, because I've just spotted your friend. And I distinctly remember earlier saying, are there any lesbians in? And you didn't say anything. And I tell you what, if you're not a lesbian, someone needs to tell your fucking hairdresser. Wow. I would not be playing you at pool. Oh, I'd say it would take a lot to get you back on solids. Maybe Morgana could be the gateway drug. It's your sister. Well. Half sister. Literally. And metaphorically. So when you introduce Morgana, you get to say, this is my half-sister, and people go, steady on, she's trans, come on. That's fucking genius. Go ahead, Morgana.
Help her autism get healed.
Not so, are you autistic? Okay, well, I really appreciate you coming out and joining in as well. It's not easy when you're autistic. Second time, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for being you, Morgana. Give Morgana. It's not easy when you're autistic to join in. Good. Are you guys married?
We are divorced.
You're divorced. Are you divorced?
Yeah.
You've been divorced for 1 week. You've got to stop taking her out, sir. <'Cause>... So it feels like you're not... You had the tickets. And I don't mean to pry into your personal affairs, but presumably you got divorced because, what, madam, you got over your daddy issues? There is something of an age gap down here. This is the 11 years? Yeah. He looks a little bit older than that, if I'm honest. But I suppose he has just been through a divorce. And why did you break up? You slept with someone else. Go on, what happened? What's wrong? You grew apart. Oh, were you thumbing in a softie? She's a very attractive woman, but you know, after a few years together, you're bored of fucking her. I get it. Okay. And what did you get in the divorce, love? Half. Half? She got half. How long were you married?
We've been together 9 years.
9 years. 5 years married. You got half. You've got three kids in 9 years. In 6 years, you had three kids. Wow, imagine that's ruined downstairs, isn't it? That's why he's left. Oh, it's like a butcher's dustbin now. He's off. Huh? Huh? Oh, well, no, if you've got three kids together, this is fucking great. Come out and have a laugh. You're going to be in each other's lives forever. That's fucking fine. Yeah, good. My friend, Niels Simon, wants to buy his girlfriend a hunting knife for her birthday. Should he consider another gift? Nils, where's Nils? Niles? Is it Niles? Nils. Nils. Where's the guy that wants to buy his missus? Hi there. You want to buy her a hunting knife? She sounds nice. Who are you fucking, Rambo? What the What's the matter with flowers and chocolates, you fucking... How long have you been with this girl?
3 years.
3 years and you're already onto a knife. What did you get her last year?
A spoon.
A spoon? We found the local Fritzel. There's some poor woman in a basement going, "Oh, I wish Niels would buy me a knife. And then I could cut my food." Oh, he's coming. Master's coming.
If I can apologize, because you know your self-help book.
Your self-help book. Oh, yeah, my book. Yeah, yeah, I wrote a book, yeah. You pirated it. Arr. He's saying he pirated a copy of my book, which seems very in keeping with the Viking spirit. It's an act of pillage, is how I see it.
No, you're actually wrong, because I'm Russian. We're not known.
You're Russian? Oh. I see. Can I ask, were these originally your seats? Did they belong to some Ukrainians and you went, "Well, actually, this has really always been our space"? Go on, so you pirated the book.
Yeah, and I kind of liked it. Actually, it helped me quite a lot.
Oh, well, good, man. I'm glad you liked it.
No, but you still didn't get paid, so...
Don't worry about it, man. I'm thrilled you fucking read it. You gave me something much more valuable than money. Attention. Time and attention is all you have in the world, and you're giving me your time and attention now. That means much more. That's fucking... I'm thrilled you read it, man. Great, thanks.
Thanks a lot, man.
It's all right.
I'm going to buy it. I feel guilty now.
Don't feel guilty. You'll be fine. Read Matthew McConaughey's Green Lights. It's a similar vibe, but it's very good. I'm serious. It's a good book.
Have you ever been with two men?
Have I ever been with two men? Again, it's slightly threatening, your tone. Have you ever been with two men? It feels like someone's going to fucking curse me. Where the... If I'm 100% honest, I don't even know where the fuck I am, so... Do a gig in Cheyenne. You'll never leave. Ah, of course. Det sitter through gutta I salen Jorgen grave Hallen tuft og Svingun mon som ali tri hablit 30 a deni uka. Yeah. Nice. Sure. The fuck is that? Am I having a stroke? I can smell toast. Christ, if I ever have a stroke, I'll be laughing on the other side of my face. Have I let the side down? What does that mean?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Three guys turning
30. Who's 30?
Those
guys have become 30.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday, guys. When you say three guys, I don't even fucking see names up there, so. Good luck. Hurrigan, Schmurgan, and I don't. Flump? I don't fucking know.
Why are you dressed down today?
What, sorry?
Why did you dress down today?
Why did I dress down? I was in a bit of a hurry and I forgot to put my tie on just before I came out. I'm so sorry. I feel slightly naked, if I'm honest with you. Yeah, I should have made more of an effort. You're right. I turned 40 4 days ago. Is it true that it's only going to... that it's only going downhill from now on? Where's... who turned 40? Where are you? Hi. What's your name?
Andreas.
It's all in front of you, my friend. These are the best fucking years. Don't worry about it. 40's nothing. It's the new fucking 30. This guy's fucking 90. I'm guessing. I don't know how old you actually are, but look at the fucking mileage on it. Christ. I didn't think you'd make it to the end of the show. I'm fucking... we've got people standing by with body bags. You'd be fucking 5'4". He's fucking great. What do you do for a living, sir?
Teacher.
You're a teacher. And what do you teach?
Basically everything.
Basically everything. That's a fucking wide discipline. How old are the kids?
From 6 to 19.
From 6 to 19, you teach them everything. I think you might have taken on too much. This one wants to know about quantum physics. This one can't wipe its ass. Fucking hell. Well, best of luck to you. What a fucking wonderful thing. Happy birthday, man. Yeah, a couple of days. It's a birthday season. Happy birthday. Good on you. Many happy returns.
I have a lot of time to go on cruise boats.
You have a lot of time to go on cruise boats. I would say, by the look of you, not much more time. I think you've had a lot of time, but it's nearly up. I imagine you're only sat down the front because you walked towards the light. On.
I just know how helpful Viagra is.
You found how helpful Viagra is? What, it stops you falling out of bed, does it? Yeah. Your poor missus, though, she's lost an eye. God love her. Now, where have you been on the cruises? Where have you gone anywhere? Interesting.
Sure. Last time was over to London.
Over to New York on a cruise ship?
No, London.
To London? Visit my mother's grave. I'm so sorry, we got carried away. It was what, sorry?
It was a younger woman.
It was a younger woman. God damn it, he fucked my wife. Huh? Great fun. Any other, what else we got?
My semen tastes like chocolate.
Your semen tastes like chocolate? I don't know where you're getting your chocolate from, sir.
Give me a blowjob. I walk up to the bed sheets.
I don't know what they're giving you, but we should have given the same cocktail of drugs to Biden. We would have been fine. This guy's on fire.